Gail Edmonds coming up next, and Gail reviews our movies every single Sunday morning, and she looks at what's happening on the big screen as well as the small screen. And this week, Gail is having a look at one of the things that is happening on the bit of a smaller screen. Gail, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Zane. Yes, I decided not to go out this weekend, and instead we're staying in to binge BritBox, which is, I'm currently taking a break from Netflix and watching a bit of BritBox, so that explains the change in my streaming service. There's so many now, and I mean, next week there'll be Disney as well. We all spoiled for choice. But this one is a season two of Sanditon, which the first season was in 2019, and it is based on an unfinished novel by Jane Austen. And then they sort of extrapolated the story. And if you are a Jane Austen fan, one of the problems with Jane Austen is in quite enough of it. So, you know, there's only so many times you can rewatch Pride and Prejudice.
So what has actually made this totally different, or what makes it a different kind of angle on Jane Austen, you know, Sanditon season two?
Well, it's not really so much of a different angle as the fact that they sort of found this unfinished novel, and then the first season sort of ended with the main character, Charlotte Hayward. She sort of spends the season falling in love with this fellow, and by the end, I won't say in case people haven't watched season one yet, but it doesn't work out, which for Jane Austen is also unusual. But the season two sort of begins with the man is completely out of the picture. Sanditon. Now, Sanditon is a small seaside town being turned into a tourist attraction for London society by the Parker family, who are very keen on it becoming the place to come to so that, you know, it becomes prosperous. And Charlotte this time around and her friend, what's her friend's name? Miss Lamb. I've forgotten her first name. Georgiana Lamb. Is sort of the richest young woman in Sanditon, and so is beating off these sort of fortune hunters in great quantities. And if you are a fan, it's unlikely people who aren't Jane Austen fans are going to give this a go. But what's interesting is that the writer Andrew Davis has taken sort of echoes of her other books. So you will find a Mr. Wickham character here, a Mr. Darcy character, you know, Marianne from Sense and Sensibility, Charlotte's younger sister, very much is very like her. So if you are a fan of the others, you might enjoy watching this just to pick up some of the sort of homages that the writer, and he's the writer, he also wrote the scripts for Bridget Jones's Diary, for A Suitable Boy, the miniseries, for War and Peace. So he's a well-oiled English script writer, and it shows. This is it's well scripted, it's well acted, it's really good fun, and my favorite, only six pieces, so it's not seasons and seasons, although I do have to say that they appear to have set up for a season three, so they obviously are experiencing some success with it.
So is it a binge or a cringe? Is it a binge watching all of these?
It's a binge. It's a binge for sure. Absolutely. Period drama fantasy. We love it.
I normally do the medical stuff and all the sort of the cop movie stuff, and I find those are the things that I sort of binge on, but most of the other things I would sort of just cringe and watch one or two at a time.
I don't watch the medical stuff because I start to think I've got whatever they have in the show. So I found that I think, oh no, my foot hurts too. It's definitely that terrible thing that no one's heard of.
Yeah,
so yeah, I prefer not to.
Here comes my next shoulder operation on screen. Gail, thank you so much. We chat to you again next Sunday morning.
Cheers, Zane.
Thanks a lot. That's Gail Edmonds chatting to us, and she was doing the movie review on the unfinished Jane Austen book, which is now obviously into season two, and it's called Sanditon season two, and it's available for you on BritBox.